利路亚，感谢主耶稣带领，今天下午我们继续在这里纪念安息圣日。
Hallelujah, I thanks to the guidance of the Lord that all of us can be present here today to worship Him.
愿主耶稣基督与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
May the Lord be present with us, and we shall have His blessing abundantly.
下午要跟大家学习的是教会的荣美。
And this afternoon, the topic for mutual encouragement is the radiance of the church.
早上我们学习啊，基督爱教会。
This morning, we have learned about how Christ loved the church.
他为教会舍己。
Christ has sacrificed for the church.
用水啊，借着道啊，要将教会洗得干干净净。
Through water and His word, that the church can be cleansed.
成为圣洁没有瑕疵的。
And then become a holy and a church that is without blemishes.
因为耶稣基督他想要得到一个荣耀的教会。
That is all because the Lord wants us to have a glorious church.
那么这一个荣耀的教会就可以献给他自己。
And then this glorious church shall be offered upon to him.
所以基督跟教会的关系就是丈夫啊跟妻子的关系。
And the relationship between Christ and the church is as if the relationship between husband and wife.
教会啊就是基督的新妇。
Therefore, the church is the new bride of Christ.
我们要装饰整齐啊等候啊基督来迎娶。
And we have to adorn ourselves and be ready for the Lord to marry us.
那么主耶稣基督所要得到的这个荣耀的教会到底是怎么样的教会？
And what kind of expectation Christ has towards us regarding a church that has the radiance of the Lord?
保罗在以弗所书里头啊有给我们详细的阐明。
And in the book of Ephesians, there are some elaborations of such issue.
教会要成为荣耀的教会。
In order for a church to become a radiant church,
它需要具备一些荣美。
It requires the radiance.
那么有所说啊，第一章到第三章。
And from Ephesians chapter 1 to 3,
就是让我们看到教会的荣美。
And we could see the radiance of the church.
那这是基督啊，所要得到的荣耀的教会。
That is the glory that Christ shall receive.
所以现在我们请看这个以弗所书。
Please turn to the book of Ephesians.
保罗很关心教会的荣美。
Paul was very concerned about the radiance of the church.
那他所关心教会的荣美啊，他第一啊，他所想到的啊，在第一章我们看第十七节。
Please read chapter 1 verse 17.
在第一章里头，保罗就特别为教会祷告祈求。
And Paul has specially prayed for the church.
他希望教会啊，具备这样的条件。
He hoped that the church will bear this kind of virtues.
才能成为一个荣美的教会。
Then shall the church become a church that has radiance.
十七节说，求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父啊，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。十八节
，verse 18，
并且啊，照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道啊，他向我们做信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。这是保罗特别啊为教会的恳求。
And this is a special request of Paul towards the church.
教会的荣美啊，就需要啊具备第一个这个条件。
And this is the first criteria that the church need to have in order to gain glory.
教会是基督的心腹。
And the church is the bride of Christ.
这个心腹啊，它的美啊， 第一啊，就是要看他的眼睛。
And the beauty, if you want to observe the beauty of the bride, you will begin from her eyes.
大概我们看一个女孩子的美啊，一定第一是看眼睛。
I believe that when we try to appreciate the bride, will begin from her eyes.
眼睛美啊，大概有七八成的，可以代表了，一定是美了七八成了。
And if the eyes are beautiful, then I could say that she is beautiful, probably 70 or 80%
of. 眼睛最重要。
And the most important of the entire body is the eyes.
女孩子呢，这个眼睫毛啊，什么东西，眼睛一定弄得很美。
And nowadays we can find ladies who try to fix their eyelashes just to let their eyes look better.
这是有道理的。
And there's a reason to it.
圣经里头有提到这个雅各啊。他到他舅舅拉班的家里。
And the Bible did talk about Jacob when he returned to his uncle Laban's home.
那拉班有两个女儿。
And Laban has two daughters.
大的叫利亚呢，小的叫拉结。
And the first one is Leah, the second daughter is Rachel.
那雅各看到这一对姐妹啊，他就喜欢拉结。
And when Jacob saw the two daughters, he liked the younger daughter, Rachel. Both daughters look the same. There's only one thing they are different of.
圣经上说这个利亚就是少了这个眼睛啊，没有神气。
The Bible said that the only difference is the older daughter doesn't have the radiance in her eyes.
眼睛不亮，眼睛不会说话。
If your eyes cannot talk,
所以雅各看了就没有被吸引。
And that's the reason why Jacob was not appealed to.
但是拉结就不一样了。
And Rachel was very different.
拉结的眼睛很亮。
And Rachel's eyes were
亮到
glorious.
不会说话哈。
And then the eyes were so radiant that it seems talking.
雅各的心一下就被吸引。
And immediately Jacob was attracted to her.
那么雅各就说，我对拉班说，我愿意为你的小女儿服侍你七年。
And Jacob promised his uncle Laban that I'm willing to serve you for 7 years.
这个爱情的力量很强的。
And you can see the power of love there.
然后啊，七年过了之后啊，结婚那一天啊。
And after the 7 years of labor, in his very day of his wedding,
拉班按照这个古老的规矩啊，大的要先结婚，然后才是老二。
And Laban tried to insist on this old custom that the older daughter has to get married first before the younger one.
所以把利亚给这个雅各。
So Leah was married to Jacob first.
古代的人呢、啊，就没有像我们现代这么开明啊，所以结婚也没有看清楚啊。
We are not like the those people in the olden days, where we never get to see our bride before we marry.
第一天、第二天早上一看见，哎，不对啊，是利亚，怎么不是我所爱的拉结？
It was only on the second day of his wedding that he discovered he married the wrong person.
那就找他的岳父理论啊，他说没有这个规矩。大的要先给，然后才是老二。
And then he went to question his uncle, but his uncle insisted that the older daughter has to get married first.
说你再服侍我七年呢，那么老二也给你。
You know what? You have to serve me for another 7 years before you can marry my second daughter.
雅各为了要再得到拉结，又服侍他七年，那就14年了。
And for the sake of second daughter, he served Laban for another seven years, and in total, he has already served him 14 years.
这个故事也让我们知道啊。
And this story is telling us this.
这种爱的力量实在是太强。
And the power of love is indeed very great.
那新妇如果有像拉结这种眼睛啊，哇，也是很厉害的。
And it is good for a bride to have such a radiance that Rachel has in her eyes.
主还是会爱我们，爱到底的。
The Lord will love us till the end.
很重要啊，就是新妇要具备这样的眼睛。
One very important thing is that we must have that kind of eyes.
我们的眼睛要很亮。
Our eyes must be radiant.
亮到可以把主耶稣的心啊吸住。
It is so bright and radiant that we can, so that Christ will be attracted to it.
他甘愿为我们牺牲。
And he will be so willing to sacrifice for us.
哦，这样就很厉害啊。
Then I would say that it is
very effective.
Paul was very concerned for the church, therefore insisted that the eyes must have radiance.
那亮到什么程度呢?
And what extent that the eyes must be radiant?
就是这里他所祈求所说的。
That is what he was asking for here.
这个眼睛的明亮是求神呢、啊，借着这个他荣耀的父啊，将这个赐给人智慧和启示的灵呢，赐给我们。
It says here, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you.
来照明我们这个心中的眼睛啊，明亮。
And it will enlighten your heart, the eyes in your heart.
好，那这个一亮啊，第一啊，认识真正的认识神了、啊。
Once your eyes were brightened, then you will gain knowledge of the Lord.
对这一位属灵的神呢、啊，都看得清清楚楚了。
And you could see the spiritual, the Lord in the spirit.
神是灵，不是没有形象的。
God is of spirit, doesn't mean that he takes no shape.
一般人的眼睛啊，都是看形象。
Our eyes only look at images.
所以一个人对有形象拜有形象的神就是偶像，不是真神。
Therefore, for those who worship images, is considering as worshiping the idol.
那今天我们是用心灵和诚实来拜这一位没有形象的属灵的神。
And we want to worship the Lord with our true heart, and we want to see. We want to worship someone that we cannot see.
那今天我们要真正认识这一位神呢，必须啊，心灵眼睛要明亮。
And if we want to truly understand this true God that we're worshiping, we must have a bright eyes.
当有圣灵赐给我们属灵的智慧，并且呢，启示打开给我们看。
So that the Holy Spirit, through Holy Spirit, our eyes may be opened and see our Lord.
我们才能真正的认识神。
Then we can consider ourselves have truly understood the Lord.
好像主耶稣在世的时候。
It's like when Jesus was in this world.
因为当时还没有圣灵来。
At that time, there was no presence of Holy Spirit.
因为门徒跟着耶稣啊三年多了。
And disciples has followed Jesus for 3 years.
到最后，主耶稣要离开了。
At the end, when Jesus was about to depart this world.
说你们，我要回到父那里去了，你们也知道了，已经看见他了。
He told his disciple that I am about to return to the, my father's, and you will see him.
你们就认识我，就认识我的父了。
If you know me, you have already known my father.
那腓力说：“主啊，求你将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”
Then Philip questioned him that if can you show us your father so that we will know him?
主耶稣说：“啊。”我跟你们这么久啊，你还不认识我？
And Jesus questioned him back that didn't you know me enough in these years that we have been together?
人看见我就是看见父啊。
For those who have seen me, they have already seen my Father.
那你怎么还要将父显给你看？那要怎么显？
Why is there a need for me to show you my Father?
因为主耶稣就是天父的显现。
Because Jesus himself is a manifestation of his Father.
将那看不见的神呢，借着成为肉身来啊，把它显明出来。
The invisible God is manifested in a physical form through Jesus Christ.
当时的犹太人甚至于说他的门徒啊都看不出来。
And even the disciples and the Jews could not recognize that.
因为受到这种形象、外形、外体的这种遮住了。
Because they were limited to their vision of images.
看不到灵里头去，那个属神的灵看不到。
They could not see the Lord in the Spirit.
所以主耶稣在对他们说明。
Therefore, Jesus Christ told them.
说父在我里面。
The Father is in me.
我所做的事情啊，不是我做的。
And all those things that I have done is not done by me.
是在我里面的父啊，做他自己的事情。
It is Father that is in me. That have completed the task.
你们就是说不信我，也应当因为我所行的事来相信我。
For those who even who do not believe in the Lord, you should believe in Him because of my acts.
父在我里面，你看到我里面那个父。
The Father is in me, and you could see the Father in me.
但是门徒怎么看都看不出来。
Disciples could not come, could not understand this.
主耶稣一再说明啊，他们看不出来，没有办法。
Didn't matter how Jesus tried to explain to them, they still could not recognize that.
后来主耶稣说，我去了，我要求父。父要另外赐给你们一位保惠师，等他来了之后，你们就明白了。
And then Jesus told them that I will send the Holy Spirit to be with you. Then you will understand.
你们就知道我在父里面，父在我里面，你们在我里面，父也在你们里面，你们就通通清楚了。
Then you will see that I am in my Father, my Father is in me. Then you will understand everything.
所以说啊，如果没有圣灵的开启我们的眼睛，看不到。
If there isn't the presence of Holy Spirit and the power of Holy Spirit to allow us to understand Him, then we'll never see the Lord. We can never understand or know this glorious Father of ours. That is the first thing. Once your eyes are enlightened, then you will know the Lord.
18节并且呢会知道主耶稣，神借着耶稣基督这样选召我们，有何等的指望
？And then verse 18 that it says you may know the hope.
就看不但看得很细很清楚啊，又看得很远。
Not only you can see it very clearly, you can see it very far.
这个指望啊，不是近的地方，是将来的。将来的那个盼望看到了，那很远看到。
The hope is for the future, not for the present.
看得细又清楚，并且看得又远。
You see it clear and far.
同时呢，所以知道啊，神在我们身上要得的荣耀何等的啊，丰盛的荣耀。
At the same time, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints.
看得很广。
You could see it very broadly.
并且知道啊，神在我们这个新的人身上显的力量是何等的浩大。
And you could also see the immense power of the Lord among us.
看得细，看得清楚，看得远，又看得广，又看得很大。
And you could see the breadth, the depth, and also the clarity of everything.
这个就是属灵的眼睛。
That is the eyes of the Spirit.
所以今天呢，我们这个眼睛一定要明亮。
Today, we must enlighten our eyes.
那么教会的基督心腹的这种容美啊，就很能吸引基督了。
And then the beauty of the bride shall attract the attention of the Lord.
所以这个心腹啊、新娘啊，一定化妆的时候眼睛很重要。
Therefore, I'm saying that it's very important for a bride to make up her eyes before the wedding.
化妆眼睛好很亮，很美，一看就被吸引。
And it is good to look at the eyes of the bride so that you will be attracted to them.
我们看雅歌第四章。
Please turn to Songs of Solomon, chapter 4.
雅歌就是描写基督跟教会之间的爱情。
The Songs of Solomon is a description of the relationship between Christ and us.
那这个新郎啊，就是基督啊，他爱教会。
The Lord, who's Christ, that loved the church.
是被教会的荣美给吸引。
He was attracted to the beauty of the church.
我们看第四章第一节。
Please read chapter 4, verse 1.
说我的家，我你是美丽，你是美丽，你的眼睛啊，在帕子内好像鸽子眼。这里呀、新郎在称赞这个新妇的美丽。
The bridegroom is praising the beauty of the bride.
他称赞说：“哇，我的家我啊，你善美丽，善美丽。”
He said, "How beautiful you are, my darling."
那哪里美丽呢
？And what is the beauty?
他第一看的就是眼睛。哇
！The first thing that he has observed is the eyes.
你的眼睛在帕子内，好像鸽子的眼睛。
Your eyes behind your veil and doves.
我们都知道鸽子的眼睛啊，很美。
And we know that the eyes of the doves are beautiful.
不仅是它的外形美。
Not only the shape of the eyes are beautiful.
鸽子的眼睛帕子内，这个才是真美。
and even the eyes behind the veil were beautiful.
这个他看透的。
And he could see through the veil.
这个属灵的眼睛不会说被属世的这些啊给遮住了，他看透一切。
The eyes of the spirit will not be hindered by the veil. He could see through everything.
好，是这鸽子的，尤其是那些山鸽啊，那个鸽子啊，到很远的地方去啊，它会回来的。
And you notice that the doves could find their way home from a very far distance away.
因为它的眼睛很厉害。
Because they have good eyes.
它会分辨，它的方向啊不会迷失的。
They could recognize direction.
它飞得很高，它一看。他就方向很正确，我的家就在那个地方，很快就会回来。
They fly up high and look far so that they could recognize where they are supposed to head to.
眼睛不会被迷惑的。
Eyes cannot be deceived.
所以一定看得很清楚。
And you can see it very clearly.
还有他这个眼睛啊，特别就是注视看着他这个鸽子啊，会认得他的配偶。
And doves are able to recognize his spouse.
他不会去看别人的。
He will not look at other.
所以啊，这个鸽子的眼睛美，就是专一的爱情，很明亮的，细致，它细致。
And the reason why the eyes of the doves are so beautiful because it doesn't pay attention to other.
今天呢，我们要有这样的心眼，眼睛这种明亮的心眼。
We must have this kind of eyes today.
看清楚我们的耶稣基督。
Look carefully, our Lord.
用这个明亮的眼睛来吸住他。
So that you will have such kind of eyes that attracts him.
得到主耶稣的称赞。
And then we'll receive the praise from him.
我们看到第四章。
Let's read chapter 4.
第四章第九节。
Chapter 4, verse
9. 这里主耶稣这个新郎又这样说，说我妹子，我心腹，你夺了我的心呐、啊。你用眼睛一看，哇！用你向上的一条金链夺了我的心呐、啊！眼睛一看，心就被夺住了啊。
And once he looked at him, she looked at him, and his heart was stolen.
所以啊，明亮的心眼啊，可以啊，来仰望，用这明亮的心眼来仰望主耶稣基督啊，就可以把他的心都吸住了。
Your inner brightness will allow you to look at the Lord.And then attract the Lord.
这是今天呢，我们必须要具备的这个柔美。
And this is the kind of beauty that we must have today.
眼睛一定要明亮。
And your eyes must be bright.
我们看哥林多后书第十一章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
保罗对哥林多教会啊，他就很担心呐、啊，他们的眼睛是不是
？Paul was very worried for the. The church because
是不是像鸽子的眼睛啊这样的专一的啊来认清楚啊耶稣基督
？Whether their eyes were like the eyes of the doves that recognized the Lord？
或许会，不然的话可能会看错人呐、
啊。They might recognize the wrong person。
我们看到一些女孩子，她就很专一啊，这个爱情专一，她的眼睛就是鸽子眼，不会被其他的，不会看错人的，我的。唯一的独一的，我这个我的丈夫就是这个，他不会看错人的。
And we see some people were so dedicated, they only love this one person. They will not look at other people.
鸽子眼睛就是这个特色。
That is the virtue of the eyes.
看十一章第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 2.
哥林多后书十一章第二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2.
说我为你们起的愤恨、啊、原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。第三节
，Verse three，
我只怕你们心或偏离邪、啊，失去那像基督所说纯一清洁的心，就像蛇啊用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。这里啊，保罗呢就有点担心哥林多教会啊。缺少这个鸽子眼呐、啊。
And Paul is very worried for the church in Corinth because they do not have the eyes of the doves.
保罗已经将哥林多教会啊许配给基督，像贞洁的童女一样许配给他。
Paul has allowed the church in Corinth to be married to the Lord.
这个意思也就是说，他传福音给他们，相信了，接受洗礼，归属基督了。
That means to say that he has already preached the gospel to the church in Corinth. They have already accepted it, and they have already believed in the Lord.
那第三节就是他所担心的。
And at verse 3, this is what he was worrying about.
他怕就跟着教会，他的心呢偏离邪，不专心啊。
He was afraid that they're just like Eve that has been deceived.
失去了像基督啊纯一清洁的这个心，失去了，他就有危险性了。
If you lost the simplicity of the Lord, then you will be deceived.
为什么一个丈夫会受到其他的女人诱惑啊？一定有偏的，不偏的话，没有问题的。
Why is someone who's or the husband is vulnerable to the attractions of others?
对自己的配偶专一。不会受到其他的人的这个诱惑。
And if you are just dedicating yourself to your spouse and not attracted to anyone else.
终生你再怎么看，再怎么看，还是自己的配偶最漂亮。
Doesn't matter how you look at it, you will still see your spouse as your only person that you love.
清洁的、纯一的这种心啊。
That's a clean and dedicated heart.
啊，这个就是心眼明亮。
That is what I say. The heart that is bright.
那这种纯一清洁的心呢，可以把耶稣基督啊牢牢吸住。
And this kind of clean heart can attract the Lord.
基督一定是爱我们到底的。
Christ will love all of us till the end.
永不改变。
He will never change.
在以色列人呢，出埃及的时候。
When the Israelites were out of Egypt,
20岁以上的这些以色列人,
anyone who's over 20 years old,
那么跟从主啊，这样出了埃及了,
and then they follow Christ to be out of Egypt.
目的地就是要去迦南地啊,
the only purpose is to go to the land of Canaan.
那么在这个旷野路当中过程当中啊，碰到种种的问题啊，这些困难啊。
And in their walks through the wilderness, they have faced much calamities.
很多百姓啊，都变心了。
Many people have changed their hearts.
很多人发怨言，有些人想要回埃及去了，不跟了。
There are complaints and also grumblings.
哇，神很灰心啊。
The Lord were so disappointed.
这样的百姓有什么用？
What is the use of this kind of people that he has?
所以啊，神说啊，不让他们进入迦南地。
The Lord then said that I will not allow them to enter into the land of Canaan.
全部都要倒闭在旷野。
All of them shall fall in the wilderness.
唯独有两个人。
Only two persons in an exception.
就是加勒跟耶稣亚。
That is Caleb and Joshua.
因为这两个人专一跟从主，从来没有变过心。
These were the only two people out of so many that followed Jesus from the beginning to the end.
遇到什么困难，碰到什么阻挡，再有什么，不会变心，相信神一定会带领。
Didn't matter what kind of difficulty they have confronted, they trusted in the Lord wholeheartedly.
虽然到迦南地去看到说，哦，迦南人高又大，哦，很强壮。
Even though they have observed the fact that those Canaanites were very tall and strong.
但是他们不害怕。
But they were not afraid.
神一定会把迦南地赐给我。
The Lord will grant us the land of Canaan.
其他十个探子说，哦，我们像蚱蜢一样，去了一定被吃掉。
The other 10 messengers were so afraid that the Canaanites might just kill them.
百姓听了心都笑话。
And many people upon hearing their word of threats were so frightened. But Caleb and also Joshua were very different. Their faith towards the Lord was very confident and also very dedicated. And that kind of faith can withstand different kind of trials. The kind of faith they have is loved by Lord dearly.
今天呢，我们的心眼明亮，我们就会有这样的信心。
If we have such kind of bright eyes, or we have such a glorious heart,
因为我们真的认识神，真正看到我们的盼望，真正明白神的荣耀。
We could truly understand His glory and truly understand His salvation.
我们也看清楚了，神在我们身上显的力量是何等的大。
And we see the immense work of the Lord on us.
因此呢，我们的信心就像耶稣亚加勒一样。
Therefore, our faith will be likened to that of Caleb and Joshua.
这种心灵的眼睛就是这样子，牢牢地把基督吸住了，他爱我们到底。
And the kind of heart that attracts to the Lord.
好，接下来看回来《以弗所书》第二章。
Please turn back to Book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians, chapter 2.
保罗在提到这个教会的荣美，因为它是神的圣殿。
Paul, when he was talking about the beauty of the church of God.
神在耶稣基督能把我们这个旧人改造成为一个新人。
The Lord is able to renew us from an old person to a new person.
像一块活石一样要来建造灵宫。
And like a stone that is waiting to be sculptured.
那这个灵宫建造起来就最美的灵宫，我们一个世上的建筑物的皇宫最美，但是这属灵的灵宫更美。
And in the spiritual terms, those stones, if they are able to be made into temples,
回到神面前来的都要被建造成为灵宫。
And for those who have returned to the Lord today, will be built as the palace of His.
所以教会的荣美呢，就是像灵宫一样。
And then the spirit, the beauty of the church is likened to the spiritual palace.
那怎么样才能够像灵宫的那样荣美呢？
And how can we have the beauty of the spiritual palace?
我们每一位弟兄姐妹都像一块活石，要被建造起来。
All of us are just like one of the pieces of the stones. That enable the palace to be built.
被建造是什么意思？
And what do you mean by to be built?
这一块石头呢，师父说放在这里最好。
That very piece of the stone will be appointed to a certain location.
你不能自己乱动，说我不喜欢在这里，我要在这边。
You can't have opinion about where you are supposed to be placed.
今天我们被建造是被动的，你放在这边，你就在这里。
If you are being used, that means that you have no opinion about where you should be placed at.
没有自己的意思。
There is no opinion.
像主耶稣基督一样。
You will be just like Christ.
他就是活石。
He is the living stone.
神拣选，神所宝贵。
It is chosen by the Lord. It is precious.
所以他顺服神的旨意，到死，并且死在十字架上。
And you submit yourself to the will of the Lord.That he was so willing to die on a cross.
所以今天我们要成为荣美的教会啊，那一定要顺服，耶稣基督。
To be a church that has beauty, you must submit yourself to the Lord.
顺服圣经里头的教训。
And also to submit to the teaching of the Bible.
教会啊，就是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
基督就是教会的头。
Christ is the head of church.
全身体呢？顺服在这个头
，the entire body will submit to the head，
然后联络起来
，and then they shall be coordinated into one。
按照神的旨意啊，你看这个五官啊，安排的很好。
And according to the will of the Lord, that we find that our organs are placed in where they should be。
你现在人再聪明啊，再聪明，智慧再高啊，不可能将它改变。
You could be very wise, but you cannot change it。
你给他移动看看这个五官的位置，还有这个身体的这个结构。
If you try to fix your organs around,
绝对不可能有再移动一下说更好，不可能。
And it will not work as good as it originally been placed.
所以我们要顺服神的安排。
We must submit to the arrangement of the Lord.
不要不满。
You should not have disgruntled.
凡事感谢。
In everything you do, just give thanks.
凡事顺服。
Everything you do, just be submissive.
大家顺服教会的安排。
If you submit to the arrangement of the church,
神今天借着教会知会啊，要来治理这个教会。
And through the church board, they lead the church.
那我们信徒大家意见很多，知会干什么？
And if you have many opinions toward the church board,then what is the point of having the church board?
这样的话，这个教会这个身体就散掉了，哪里还荣美在哪里？
Then, if you were to do so, then the church will fall apart.
所以没有意见。
You should not have any opinion.
顺服主耶稣基督。
Submit to the Lord.
顺服主耶稣基督就顺服教会的带领。
Submit to the Christ means that you will submit to the leading of the church board.
因为我们凡事都是有一个制度。
Because in everything you do, there is a system.
不顺服这个制度，那要怎么办？
If you do not submit to such a system, then what should you do?
如果说制度不完美。
If you find some of the blemishes in such a system,
慢慢的渐渐我们就会走到什么地步那就会有什么样的一个制度。
And,
随着这个教会的成长它就一直在演变。
And as the church grow, and many inputs will make the church to be changed into a new system.
所以呢我们大家要被建造大家顺服。
Therefore, we must await ourselves to be built.
然后啊，第二十一节。
Then we skip to verse 21. Let's read verse 21.
如果大家都顺服啊，那就会联络的合适。
If everyone is submissive, then we are able to complete the work.
无论什么哪样东西啊。
Doesn't matter what.What it is.
而且这个建筑物啊
be it a building.
或者其他的动物啊就说是各样的植物啊
be it an animal or a plant.
神所造的人所造的
doesn't matter, is created by the Lord or created by man.
它的形式之美呢一定是联络的合适就是这句话。
If they are beautiful, it is because the entirety of it is very well coordinated.
如果它的联络不合适了，就觉得不完美。
If there is no coordination between the parts of the body, then there will be a problem.
如果所有的肢体都联络得很合适啊，哇，这个结构很美，那就它的美就显出来。
And if parts of the body can coordinate with rest of the parts, then they are able to work.Together.
很多建筑家都是讲艺术，他说都要是建筑的很美，外观美，里头的装潢啊，都是设计的，最合适，最合适，最合适就是最美。
And you can see some of the modern buildings were very built with very good outer appearance and also very feasible inside.
那这个皇宫的设计啊，一定是最美的。
And then I would say that the palace were the most well-designed building of all.
所以今天我们是圣殿啊，要成为这个主的圣殿啊，荣美的教会，就是每一个弟兄姐妹大家联络的很合适。
In order for the church to become a church that has beauty and glory, that we all have to come in one.
那怎么样最合适呢？
How should we do it the right way?
按照神的旨意。
That is to do everything according to the will of the Lord.
像这个身体一样，你没有办法改它的。
It's like the body that we cannot change where the organs are.
这样最合适。
And it is good as is.
所以呢，我们大家都顺从神的旨意。
If we submit to the will of the Lord.
那这样就会联络得很合适，教会的荣美就显明出来。
Then we are able to join together and to manifest the glory for the Lord.
圣灵啊，耶稣基督的灵啊，很高兴，他住在我们中间。
Holy Spirit will be pleased
圣殿里头
and will dwell within us, just like we dwelling in the temple.
所以要美到很合适，他喜欢住在这里，与我们同住。
If the church is beautiful, then the Lord is very willing to dwell in it.
这个是教会的荣美第二项。
And that is my second point of the beauty of the church.
大家顺服神的旨意，联络的合适显出教会的荣美，让基督啊愿意与我们同住。
So we must first submit to the church, and second, join together, within Him.
好，看第三章。
Let's read verse three, chapter three.
第三章看十六节。
Chapter three, verse six.
三章十六节说。求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心呢有根有基，能以和众圣徒啊一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深， 并知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。啊，这种荣耀的教会啊，就是需要有这样的、充满。
A glorious church must have this kind of fullness.
哎，到这个最后，保罗啊，再一次的为教会恳求。
And again, Paul prayed for his church.
啊，求神按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵啊，啊，使我们心里的力量啊，刚强起来。
He asked the Lord to strengthen us through His Spirit.
就今天呢，就心里啊，你内在，内在很重要。
Therefore, the inner beauty is very important.
刚才我们讲到眼睛，讲到这个结构联络，这个都是外在的。
We talk about the eyes and also the coordination of different parts of the body or of the physical body.
现在很重要讲到这个内在。
But the most important of all is your inner being.
几年前呢，在台湾呢，在举行这个选美，选美。
A couple of years back, we have a beauty pageant, in Taiwan.
那个时候就流行一句话。
And that was a very popular saying.
说心中有爱最美。
And the saying is such that if you have a love in you,
哎，这句话大家，
you are the most beautiful.
大家都会同意。
And I believe that everyone agreed to such a saying.
这里就是告诉我们这句话。
And what is said here is exactly what I've just told you.
所以保罗很重视这最后。
Paul emphasized this at the end.
他希望这个教会啊，就是心中有爱。
He wished that the church will have love in it.
基督的爱是有根有基的爱。
This love is of Christ. It is of foundation.
这种爱是像基督，何等长阔高深的，是过人所能测度的。我们没有办法测度那种爱。
This love cannot be measured by human terms.
但有这种爱啊，哦，那就最美了。
And it is the greatest if you could have this kind of love.
说神一切所充满的，就要充满我们。
And all that has that is filling the Lord shall fill in us.
这个最荣美的教会啊，就发光了。
And this glorious church will once again be radiant.
哎，神的一切荣耀啊，就在教会的这个身上就显明出来了。
And all this glory will be manifested through the church.
神今天呢，在世上啊。就是要借着教会来彰显他的大能，彰显他的荣耀。
The purpose of the Lord today is for us to be here to shine for Him.
那怎么样能够彰显神的荣耀
？How can we manifest His glory？
就是心中有爱。
That is, if you have love in yourself.
基督的爱在我们里头啊，有根有基的。
If there is love in you, then you will have the foundation.
不会改变。
You will not change.
因为保罗说，爱是永不止息的。
Because the Lord says that love shall never cease.
其他的一切都会过去。
Everything else will pass away.
只有爱是永恒的。
Only love is eternal.
这个爱就是基督的爱。
The love is the love of Christ.
啊，那么神一切所充满就充满我们。
And all those that fills with Him will fill in us.
二十节。
Verse 20.
好，然后啊，这个神就能够照着运行在我们心中的大力啊。充充足足的成就的一切，超过我们所求所想的。
And now to Him who is able to do immeasurable more than all we ask or imagine.
如果我们心中有基督的爱
，If we have the Lord, the love of the Lord in us，
神的能力就会运行在我们身上，就会显明他的大能。
All of the power will be given to us.
这一些是超过我们所求所想的。
Those are beyond our imagination.
你看当时使徒。在世的时候
when a disciple were still in this world,
神的能力在使徒的身上显明出来
and the power of the Lord were manifested through the disciples.
所有的病人排在这个两路上，街上。
Many of the sick and ill queue up before the disciples.
没有祷告，这彼得的走过去，影子一照，一个一个站起来。
And Paul need not talk to each and every one of them. He just have to walk through them, and his shadow has already healed them.
这种能力就超过我们所想，超过我们所求。
That kind of power is before is far beyond our imagination and what we have asked for.
其实这个都是很简单的事情。
And I will say that it is indeed very simple to ask.
神是全能的神，神说有就有。
God is almighty. All it takes is for him to say a word.
但是呢，今天如果我们教会具备这样的人们，我相信呢，神要做事情就很简单了。But
I believe that if we have such a glory of the Lord today in our church, it is very easy and very simple for the Lord to work with us.
如果我们没有具备这个条件,
if we do not have this kind of virtue,
神就在那里等啊。
Then God will be still waiting there.
他没有办法彰显啊。
There is no manifestation.
所以今天呢, 耶稣基督牺牲他自己, 为了要得到这么一个荣耀的教会。
The only purpose for the Lord to sacrifice for us is to have a glorious church.
就是希望 能够彰显他的大能，完成他最伟大的救赎的大功。
And that is to manifest His glory through us, and also to accomplish the scheme of salvation.
我们应该明白神的爱，明白耶稣基督牺牲的目的。
And once we understand the significance of love and also the purpose of His salvation,
和保罗在这里一样，这样对我们的恳求。
And also what Paul has asked for in his prayer here.
借着圣灵啊，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And may the Holy Spirit have those be given to us.
让我们用主耶稣基督这个何等长阔高深的爱来彼此包容，彼此相爱。
And then we will have the immense love of the Lord that we can tolerate one another.
让基督的教会在我们温哥华这个地方啊，显出他的荣美来。So
that the church in Vancouver will manifest the glory of the Lord.
啊，神的救恩在这里兴旺起来。And
the salvation of the Lord will be prosper in this very place.
这是我们最大的期望。
This is the greatest hope of all that we have.
我们一起来唱诗。